Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Previously On. A podcast series created to help you through some of the most complex yet brilliant television ever made. So from Game of Thrones, Peaky Blinders, Westworld, Big Little Lies, Stranger Things, Watchmen, Previously On, it's got it covered.
Westworld Season 2, Episode 4, The Riddle of the Sphinx.
James Delos is going about his daily morning routine inside his highly stylized yet minimalist home. He goes to add milk to his tea but struggles with shaking hands that spill the milk onto the tabletop. A mirror on a wall blinks into life and a woman appears. She tells James he's got a visitor and William enters. James is pleased to see him and we understand it's been a while. William informs James the observation period is almost over, but they've got one more step of a baseline interview. James tells him to get on with it then, but Will reveals this is the interview. James's hand shakes as Will talks. He asks if James knows where he is and how long he's been there. With waning patience, James offers answers and asks the purpose of the Q&A. Fidelity, answers Will. James is sceptical that afterwards they will have this exact same conversation, but Will hands him a piece of paper, and as James reads, his face is washed with dawning realization.
Out in the park, the man in black and Lawrence enter a camp. They find a workforce laying railroad tracks. The fairly usual sight takes a sudden dark turn when Man in Black notices the new tracks are being laid over the top of the bodies of captured and killed hostages. Man in Black reveals the tracks are headed in a different direction to the one he expected and believes Ford is planning a reunion for Lawrence with his family. Elsewhere, Clementine drags an unconscious Bernard to a cave, leaving him as he wakes at its entrance. He unties his legs, takes the rifle left by Clem and heads towards the opening. Inside, he finds Elsie still alive and absolutely furious. She's shackled by a metal clamp at her ankle and Bernard shoots the lock. Elsie bolts, grabs the gun and points it at him, revealing he choked her out and left her there with just a few protein bars. Bernard claims it was Ford who made him do it, then reveals the current state of chaos in the park with the hosts having gone rogue. He pleads and begins to shake, managing to convince her that he's a host himself. She's understandably shocked at the revelation and, needing to understand what's wrong with him, puts him out. In a flashback, Bernard recalls visions from the lab where drones collected DNA. A tired Bernard wakes and Elsie reveals he needs cortical fluid if he's to last much longer. She turns to leave, but he calls her back. He makes her understand that until Delos Corp gets what it needs from the park, nobody's coming to the rescue. Suddenly, Bernard remembers he's been to the cave before. There's a facility here, he tells Elsie. Back inside, he finds a hidden door and the pair enter a secret lab very similar to the one he and Charlotte Hale found refuge in a couple of episodes ago. Technicians lie dead inside the lab, killed in brutal fashion. A surviving drone host approaches and Elsie kills it. Bernard tells her he thinks the drones were watching the guests, then begins to malfunction. Elsie questions if Ford is controlling him now and is told Ford is dead. She begins to work quickly on the malfunctioning Bernard. At a Ghost Nation camp, we see a number of guests and Delos personnel are prisoners, including Ashley and Emily. He tells her the Ghost Nation are only killing hosts, not humans, and that a rescue operation will get her out of there. However, she reveals she's not looking to get out of there. Man in Black and Lawrence have arrived back in Lawrence's old home village. The place is deserted. They take a seat outside the local bar and a man emerges to take their order of whiskey. He returns and pours the drinks with scared, shaking hands as the pair are suddenly surrounded and outgunned. Craddock, last seen being betrayed by Dolores, then freed by Teddy at the fort, holds a shotgun to the Man in Black's neck before he can respond. Man in Black and Lawrence are led to a church where inside, the pews are taken by terrified host hostages, including Lawrence's wife and daughter. Craddock demands his men are given food and ammo for their journey and asks to speak to a village elder to broker the deal. An elderly chap steps forward and is instantly gunned down by Craddock, who declares there'll be no deals at all. He orders the captives to give up their stash of weapons and supplies. Lawrence whispers to Man in Black that as soon as he gets that info, they're all dead anyway. He then tells Man in Black that the stash is in an unmarked grave and draws up a plan to fight back and escape. With the info on board, the Man in Black stands and reveals the stash location to Craddock as part of the deal. He tells Craddock he knows something and can lead him to the place called Glory.
We're back in the home of James Delos. He's dancing like nobody's watching when he catches himself in a mirror and stops to observe his own face. William arrives and the pair run through the same conversation they'd had previously word for word. We cut to James's scepticism. Will hands him the paper and we see it's a script of their conversation. James is truly astounded. I take it I didn't recover, he asks. Afraid not, answers Will, who reveals it's been 7 years since James Delos passed away. James excitedly tells Will to let him out into the real world again to see his wife, but hears that that's out of the question. He's told his wife's died of a stroke. He asks about his daughter and granddaughter and hears that they're fine. Will says James can't leave yet as they need further observation. James begins to glitch and Will says he'll come back tomorrow. As he leaves, we see James's home is simply a room inside a lab. Will greenlights the order to have James terminated and the room fills with flames.
Back in the village of the damned, Craddock is happy with the stash that they found, particularly the whiskey. The shaky bartender spills a little, so Craddock torments him by placing a filled shot glass on the back of the scared man's hand and having him walk. He manages it without spilling a drop, so Craddock shoots him anyway. Back with the Ghost Nation, and the captives are being led through the night. In their native language, Emily asks where they're going and is cryptically told he will decide. They stop before a menacing-looking warrior called Akachita. Remember him from the meeting with Logan? The captives are forced to their knees, but Emily manages to slip her binds, grab a flaming torch, drop a warrior, and leg it into the night. Another warrior holds a knife to Ashley's throat before he can react. Akachita whispers in his ear, "You only live as long as the last person who remembers you." Back in the lab, Bernard sits up after being repaired by Elsie. She's looking at data she doesn't recognise, but Bernard says he's seen this sort of encryption before, in Peter Abernathy's head, hiding something much bigger. Bernard seems to remember being in the lab previously, but struggles to remember. Elsie notes that his memories are drifting, leaving him unsure as to where they fit in his timeline. He has another flashback of being in the lab recently, but again can't remember why. However, he does remember what the drone hosts were up to. Before he can explain to Elsie, a bang alerts them to a door. Bernard insists she leave it alone, but realises he's not actually there with her. He tries to remember what was being made in the lab. Behind him, or not, it's a little confusing, Elsie shoots the lock. Back to the village we go. In a scene reminiscent of a little country villages across the world, Lawrence is being beaten up by a group of men outside the local pub. Inside, Craddock talks to the Man in Black, who says they're wasting time. Craddock reveals he and Death go way back. He dances with Lawrence's wife as her teary daughter watches, but was sent back to do Death's bidding. Bruised and broken, Lawrence is out in the rain and Craddock tells his wife to take him a drink, handing her a filled shot glass. The Man in Black remembers a scene of him running up some stairs to an overflowing bathtub filled with blood. He says Craddock doesn't know Death at all as he didn't recognise him sitting from him this whole time. He leaps into action, stabbing Craddock in the neck with a broken bottle before taking out the other men with his gun. He gives Craddock a shot of nitroglycerin and hands Lawrence a rifle. Craddock is shot and explodes in spectacular fashion, finally knowing Death.
James Delos has a visitor to his home come lab experiment. William walks in, but is so much older he bears the face we now know better as the Man in Black. "Who are you?" asks James. When he realises it's William, he understands he didn't recover from his illness. Despite the passage of time, they relive the same conversation as always. James is told he's suffering from a cognitive plateau where after a few days his mind falls apart. "This is the 149th time we've brought you back," reveals William, telling him he's now on day 35 but is starting to fail. He says the project was a mistake as nobody's meant to live forever. James is told his daughter, Will's wife, Juliet, killed herself. James desperately calls for Logan but is told his son died from an overdose years earlier. William leaves and orders James to be kept alive to observe his degradation.
Bernard and Elsie are on the other side of the door in the secret lab. They approach cautiously and enter a room littered with debris. It's James Delos's room. The technician ordered to watch the degradation is dead. James himself is blooded and battered, but still active, albeit quite insane. Elsie holds a rifle at him. He approaches. She fires, but misses. Bernard and James fight, with Bernard getting the better of him. They put James out of his misery by igniting the room in flames as they leave. Elsie realises what Delos Corp is really after and why they need Abernathy recovered. Bernard remembers why Ford previously sent him to the lab to print a control unit for another human, but cannot remember who. The man in black prepares to ride out again and is offered men by Lawrence. Before he leaves, Lawrence's daughter approaches Man in Black with a message from Ford. "They might not remember, but I know who you are, William. One good deed doesn't change that." She tells him he doesn't understand the game they're playing, and that if he's looking forward, he's looking in the wrong direction. The daughter returns to normal and hugs her father, Lawrence, goodbye. The group ride for the horizon, but Men in Black notices another rider approaching, a woman. It's Emily. "Hi, Dad," she says.
Thanks for listening. Hope it's been helpful. Previously On is presented by Jamie East and is a Daft Doris production. Listen, if you've enjoyed this, I would love it if you subscribed. We've got loads more shows where this came from, and we'd love you to join us for
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worry of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.